Buy me, take me, compete for me. Those were the messages that came across loud and clear at what I can only describe as a festival of mammon that was taking place outside the Crew Stadium in Columbus, Ohio, before the USA's big World Cup qualifier against Mexico. As I walked between the stalls, from the right came an announcement from a famous telecommunications company that a couple of former USA internationals were signing autographs. And by the way, have you seen the latest? But that message was drowned out by a competition held by an equally famous hamburger chain in which people were kicking a ball through hoops. Somewhere off straight ahead, a female DJ was dexterously telling us in English and Spanish that a former Mexico goalkeeper was ready and waiting to take photographs with us. But suddenly, competing with the ears was the nose, as the smell of a cook-off wafted over from a barbecue being hosted by a famous lager manufacturer. A TV was showing the USA's greatest moment against Mexico, and overhead, a plane dragged a banner advertising a local lumber company across the skies. It was a capitalist bedlam, and what makes attending a soccer match in the USA such a singular experience. The night before the match, the biggest match of the year for the US men's national team, as they stood on the brink of qualifying for a World Cup for the seventh time in a row, the national coach Jürgen Klinsmann and three of his players turned up to a converted church in downtown Columbus to meet a few hundred fans and answer their questions in what's known as a pep rally. I cannot emphasize enough how extraordinary this is in the world of football. It's extraordinary because these days international footballers are closeted away from fans by overprotective clubs and media officers. The thought that one day three England players might turn up somewhere and meet the few hundred supporters is, well, unthinkable. For one thing, the interclub rivalries that form the bedrock of English football would inevitably bubble up to the surface and turn the whole thing into a farce. Not so here, where supporters just wanted to ask intelligent questions of their heroes. It was proof that fan engagement is perfectly possible if you really want it to be. And if you're wondering cynically how much these supporters had to pay for the privilege of merely standing under the same roof as some of their famous players, the answer is nothing. The tickets were free.